This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will hear demands for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza when he meets with Middle East foreign ministers in Jordan on Saturday. Jordan put out a statement saying Saudi, Qatari, Emirati, Egyptian, and Jordanian foreign ministers, as well as Palestinian representatives, will stress the, quote, Arab stance calling for an immediate ceasefire, delivering humanitarian aid and ways of ending the dangerous deterioration that threatens the security of the region, unquote. Before leaving Israel on Friday, Blinken said,
The United States continues to believe that the best viable path, indeed the only path, is through a two-state solution. That's the only guarantor of a secure Jewish and democratic Israel, the only guarantor of Palestinians realizing their legitimate right to live in a state of their own, enjoying equal measures of security, freedom, opportunity, and dignity.
Israel continued its attack on Hamas in Gaza Friday night. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders from Canada, Latin America, and the Caribbean on Friday pledged to strengthen the Western Hemisphere's supply chains as Washington works to counter China and stem regional migration in a three-point plan.
I've asked the United States Congress for supplemental funds to carry out this three-part strategy in our country, and I urge them to act quickly.
President Biden hosted leaders from the region at the White House on Friday. At least 22 people were killed and dozens injured after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck western Nepal on Friday.